Rise like a phoenix, seven wonders of your inner world. Greed phoenix is depicted as a mythical bird that rises from the ashes and symbolizes regeneration or rebirth. On the other hand, we are talking about our next wonder, greed. 21 Trivianarakasi edat vran hanam tmanakmakrodas tathlo ebas tasm detat treatyajat bg 1621. There are three gates leading to a hell of self-destruction for the soul: lust, anger, and greed. Therefore, one should abandon all three. The Bhagavad Gita says that people commit sins with three major behavior patterns, willingly or unwillingly: lust, anger, and greed. Greed is lust's transformation, which makes humans create demons inside them, and when these demons take your essence of being and get into the duality of needs and wants. One who acts with greed creates the gateways of hell with the inner self and attracts the same surroundings, creating a self-destructive personality. How can phoenix be such a significant part of greed in spirituality? You are a living body, which is your temple. How you want your home depends on the individual. Universe and the law of attraction work as who you are. Cosmic energy doesn't understand positive or negative beings. What you ask is entirely delivered as who you are. Greed can only create hell in your world. Recently, we have believed that more is better. It can be material or spiritual, competition, assets, fame, pleasure, and leisure. There is nothing wrong with achieving success monetarily or spiritually. It's only when too much emphasis on them, with the perception of a lack of mindset and developing patterns of unfulfilled desires, which leads the mind to focus outward to behave destructively without having any morality and human welfare, that we attract more karmas and sins. Let's get some answers through comprehensive details. Greed always comes with a destructive pattern. Greed can work as a wonder for us if we overcome this demon. The process of awakening and life with purpose effortless gives us everything we desire. Still, life without purpose keeps on hoping from one desire to another and never gets satisfied as it walks in the path of greed, lust, and anger. A spiritual perspective on greed is something one believes in one's own identity, self-body with personality. A person with a greater purpose and believing the ultimate goal is to be free from every dark demon and rise like a phoenix reborn from his ashes. That's the power of being with the divine and gives us immense faith, which is our foundation in the dimension. Having a crisis in faith and hollow belief always gives us more drama and trauma in our world. How do the mind and body work in greedy energy? Our ultimate goal is to be with oneness with the universe, cosmic energy from which nothing can be separated. Any spiritual modalities only teaches us to surrender and unjust ourselves from the baggage of negative belief, patterns, and social conditions thrown at us, knowing or unknowingly. We all have those evils /demons in ourselves where it's all about I, am, and myself. But despite all the negative thoughts about greed, greed can become an essential part of our spiritual journey and let us rise like a phoenix. Wanderers will wander here and there to find themselves, during the process of spirituality and finding yourself who you are. One more and most significant energy to overcome is greed. Greed pulls everything towards self, anger pushes things away, and ignorance is your result. Greed can be defined as manipulating someone else's energy and free will, which leads to violence and disagrees that nature intends to work as it has to. We come here with the agreement and soul's contract to finish our karmas and learn lessons, but as we travel down, our body doesn't remember everything, so we act with lust, anger, and greed, attracting the same energy as we are. If you greed more, you will lose more. Greed pulls greedy energy that will come to destroy you, break you, and manipulate your will. When we act with unconditional love and awareness and know how to protect our energy, the universe will work to give us more abundance, fame, name, wealth, and health. Everything works with the core belief of faith, hard work, and the right intention to achieve anything in our lives. Faith, magic wand, and believing in you make wonders and miracles. The seven wonders to overcome in this lifetime are anger. https://lightangelic.com/rise-like-a-phoenix-7-wonders-of-your-inner-world-anger/ego https://lightangelic.com/rise-like-a-phoenix-7-wonders-of-your-inner-world-ego/greed-jealousy-lust-guilt-shame Why do I call these wonders? We all have these wonders of negative feelings rooted a long way back from many incarnations, which turn into greed and anger. Spirituality can be a painful and lonely journey, but it does miracles with these wonders once we overcome lust, greed, and anger. In this materialistic world, the word enough is not present in the dictionary of individuals. Everyone wants more. A luxurious house, billions in the bank account, an expensive car, and a life of comfort. But that's not enough either. An uncontrolled desire for money, fame, power, status, or anything is called greed, a deep, hidden desire to get more, that's all greed. An expression of impatience, misinterpretation, the failure to blame God for doing everything, and constantly believing and judging against divine presence and questioning everything without having faith is also greed against divine light. When we misinterpret and start questioning why me, rather than dwell on knowing that everyone is unique and comes with their lock and key, it's our responsibility to find the answers or unlock the treasures we have within us. Wonders of greed can make you believe you are the door, but once and for all, we are just the medium to pass this earth journey and finish each signed soul contract. To know more, we can deep dive into past life regression to understand what's our purpose in this life. Join our workshop. Are we serving anything to humanity? What we are doing is benefiting our surroundings. Greed is immeasurable to our desires. To have something creating an obsession or addiction pattern is known as greed, which can lead to destructive behavior. That's why the earth is called dense and dark energy, as not having enough faith and being less grateful for what we have today. So-called false fame in our society is one walking with darkness. Constant doubting, self-existence, feeling out of control, afraid of suffering, getting into easy temptation, walking with shortcuts to achieve success, etc. Are forms of greed. Greed energy faces darkness, being stuck in some critical situation. The unlimited wants of an individual turn into greed and make a person anxious and stressed. And it opens the door to the healing journey. To get away with anxiety under challenging times, the best anxiety therapist in Dubai will be the first step towards the healing journey, and the cycle of renewal initiates with this. Overcoming greed is the primary aspect of the healing journey. The path of spirituality will be visible as you begin healing your mind, body, and soul and overcoming the emotion of greed prevailing within you. Overcoming greed will take you towards success and let you rise high like a phoenix. What chakra is greed related to? Every wonder occurs by an imbalance in the chakra. Due to childhood traumas or inner child wounds, the chakra imbalance is natural. Greed is associated with root chakra and solar plexus chakra. As root chakra is located at the spine base, it governs security, stability, and basic human needs for grounding and survival. With an imbalance in the root chakra, an individual feels deep fear and a lack of insecurity that leads them toward greedy behavior. The obsession and attachment to worldly possessions is also a point that justifies an imbalanced root chakra. The root chakra is also associated with feeling enough, either too much or less. Greed acts very significantly. Greed can also be someone's energy to pull the powers and blessings of others. It's called dark web energy, which works the same as spider works on their web to catch their prey. People with fear, insecurity, and jealousy can drain their energy and auric field to satisfy their ego or download their answers while spending time with you. Being spiritual, many times your blessings can be hacked energetically as they don't want to help themselves and are in darkness. They may call as vampires /demons /parasites who just came here to suck others' energy who are working with light to benefit themselves. Working with light, we say light workers, our currency is our energy, and we must be conscious and sure to spend every penny of energy. That's why grounding is so crucial at the end of the day. The fear of scarcity, lack of trust in the universe, disconnection from society, hoarding mentality, etc., are all signs of blocked root chakra that incline individuals towards greed. Another reason for greed is a blocked solar plexus chakra or manipura chakra located at a forefinger distance above the navel and just below the rib cage. The manipura chakra is associated with self-esteem, a sense of identity, and personal power. When the solar plexus chakra is imbalanced, the person lacks personal power, self-esteem, and a sense of identity, which takes them towards greed. The individual with a blocked manipura chakra often accumulates wealth to cope with the inadequacies, which ultimately turns into greedy behavior. With effective Reiki and sound healing procedures at Light Angelic, overcoming greed is relatively easy. You can join the 21-day Reiki workshop at Light Angelic and get the best healing sessions. What crystal is the best to heal greed? Crystals work as the best healing source to keep you free from the negative emotions of greed and turn the negativity with you into a wonder. Although crystal helps heal the issues and overcome your greed, without your strong willpower and a belief in the universe, it's impossible. So, various crystals work effectively to remove a sense of greed. Let's have a look. Citrine encourages self-discipline and clarity of thoughts. Aventurine promotes harmony and a positive outlook. Clear quartz clearing negative energies and bringing clarity. Black obsidian promotes grounding and protection. Pyrite brings abundance and prosperity. Amethyst to develop physical energy. Rose quartz to be in unconditional and compassionate energy. All the above crystals can heal effectively only if an individual has a robust belief system. Conclusively, if you feel a sense of greed in you or your loved ones, there is no harm in trying a healing session with Priti Palmer, the best life coach and mind healing consultant at Light Angelic. With appropriate healing, you can use your negative feeling of greed as a wonder and rise like a phoenix. The services offered by Priti Palmer are as follows. Past life regression, new moon meditation, full moon meditation, eclipse meditation, chakra balancing, grounded sea meditation, singing sound frequency healing, holistic mind healing, Reiki balancing chakras with physical pain, rapid transformation therapy, anxiety and depression therapy, relationship therapy, inner childhood therapy, healing vortex yoga. Visit us now and get a mesmerizing feeling of connecting with the spiritual world and overcoming your issues in Light Angelic's calm and peaceful environment.